Give it to Donna.
We have 20 or one.
Donna, did you want several people? Did you have one sheet or one sheet per person?
Somebody just said distribute it, and I didn't pay attention to what it was. I'm really sorry. Of course, it should be one.
We all have these papers. I'm going to start it and just fill out this one piece of paper. And I'll pass it around, and we can all put our information on one piece of paper.
Rico, look,
I started that one.
You've already started?
Yes. Right. Just, there you go.
Hey,
Frank,
thank you for all your work. You are.
Oh, that's helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
12 for George Ryder, 7 for Jim Crow. Madam Secretary, would you read the results, please? Yes, we have 12 votes for George Ryder and 7 for Jim Brown. Thank you. So George is going to be the chair pro tem. No, this is just my seat. The red microphone is over there.
Okay, that's fine. The red microphone that doesn't.
I have no idea, but it looks like there's only one red mic.
Oh, here's the red mic.
Can I use this one? Is it making a difference? That's fine. Okay, I'd like to set a time limit for this discussion. May I have some suggestions for a time limit for the discussion? This is the discussion of the seating of the representatives from PFW.
You know, we don't do that. That's not what we
do. We divided the motion, which was two.
Yeah, there's another half.
I'm sorry, we didn't vote on that yet. I'm sorry, we didn't vote on that right. Okay. Is there any objection to proceeding to a vote on the question of whether to consider whether to have the discussion about seating the members from PFW?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that wasn't what your motion was
okay,
all about.
Okay, so it's open for discussion.
Why are we open to discussion? I thought you submitted a motion to resolve that question at 6 o'clock.
If you want a point of information, I'll respond to it.
Yeah, that is a point of information.
The motion that passed.
But is this an agenda type of?
Can you use your microphone?
There was a substitute.
Are we now deciding whether to talk about this now?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
There was a motion. I want to respond to AC's question about what we're doing here. There was a substitute motion which was amended and subsequently voted on Nia presented. It was a substitute for a main motion which was two parts. One was to have a chair pro tem, which was moved to be separated, and we separated it and we voted on it, so I'm the chair pro tem. The second part of the motion hasn't been voted on. It was the question of of taking up now the discussion of the seating of the PFW delegates. So that's where we're at now, is that discussion. So it's open for discussion. There was objections to taking a vote, so it's open for discussion. And I'll recognize people as they raise their hands. Joe, Bonnie.
You didn't respond to me.
I did.
Well,
I did, AC. That was.
Have to ask Joe if it's okay.
Yeah.
I tried anyway. Joe, go ahead.
So I have a motion that could help frame the discussion. If I could bring that at this time.
Yes. Well, no, I'm sorry. We have to decide whether to have the discussion. If we vote no on this, I presume what that means is we go back to the training or whatever else comes up. So is there any objection to the motion to have that discussion again?
Yes.
Okay, there is an objection. Anyone else want to speak to it?
Clarify for us exactly what we will be discussing. I think that will help us.
We will be discussing the question of whether to seat the delegates from PFW.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes.
If we go around and vote yes, then that would mean that we would then
have a discussion.
If we vote no, we do not have.
We do not have, and I presume that means we move to the other agenda. Bonnie.
Okay, so I hope that I've got the sequence of this properly down. I am speaking against the motion. It does seem that we have a board trainer who is here, who has kindly come in to offer some board training, and we have our foundation counsel here to also offer a training in roles and responsibilities of the board. And I'm kind of at a loss as to how we – let me rephrase that. I think that certainly in the case of the new PNB representatives and myself as someone who actually has served on the PNB for a year, I welcome the opportunity to have a training, and I think that it would be very valuable for all of us here to have the training. So I would vote against – the motion to immediately go to the business of seating with the assumption that we will be dealing with that at 6 o'clock when the public session begins.
Anyone else want to comment?
I have a question.
Yes.
So at 6 o'clock, we are going to decide who's on the PNB, wrangle over the agenda, what it actually is, and have a report from the radio station and all those other things all at the same time, right?
I that would be up to the decision of the body.
I mean, if we didn't...
This isn't really a point of information. It sounds more like a...
I didn't ask... You called on me. I was...
Okay, I thought that's what you were asking.
Okay. I just really don't understand.
Well, you can finish what you're saying, but...
I don't understand. Like, if we decide to go ahead and decide who this one case about the PFW election right now, are we then, like, taking the role and working on the agenda, too, or are we just doing that?
The motion as it stood was that we would decide that first. That was the only motion that was in front of the board. Let's see. AC was first.
Yeah, I thought your motion, your substitute motion, was designed to put all those questions back to 6 o'clock. And that was your solution to the problem. You're bringing this back up again. You're going right back to where we had reached an impasse.
Had Nia's motion passed, that's exactly what it would have done. My amendment was to Nia's motion. It didn't pass. And so since it didn't pass, what's in front of us is what she was substituting for, which is the question of having this discussion.
What was your motion? That wasn't just to have this discussion.
My motion was to an amendment to allow everyone who is here as a representative from the stations to vote on the issues we were going to be having this morning, or actually specifically on that question. So everybody did vote. We didn't decide who was eligible and who wasn't. We just let everybody vote. And that's what we did. And so that was my... What's that?
6 o'clock.
That it would not prejudice the question of whether or not the people were legitimately seated. That if Nia's motion passed with my amendment, we would have discussed at 6 o'clock the question of seating. We wouldn't have to do it now. But it failed, so we're doing it now. That's
your motion did not fail.
No, Nia's motion failed. Oh, let's see, I saw you first, and then Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to speak in favor of the motion. It's critical that there's no mistake on who is a PMB member and who is not. We should discuss briefly the merits of the case or the merits of the situation and take the vote and then move on to our guest and the training. This shouldn't be a long, drawn-out process.
John has asked me, should we be on the stream? I think we should be on the stream. So I've made that ruling for myself. If anybody wants to object, I suppose it's possible. But I'd hope we could just go on. Andrea.
I call the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to calling the question? Okay. Hearing none, I think we can do this by showing a showing of hands. All those in favor of having the discussion as to the seating of the members from PFW, put your hand up. I don't vote.
I got 10.
I'm assuming the secretary's counting. I'm not doing it.
Oh, I was doing it too.
I'm sorry.
10.
I'm sorry, Don. I should have given you a heads up on that.
Ten.
All opposed.
Eight.
Okay, 10-8. The motion passes. So we're now having that discussion. I'd like to put a time limit on this. Would someone make a suggestion for a time limit? My suggestion would be 20 minutes.
I move 20 minutes.
Second.
Is there any opposition to that? Okay. Since there is a time limit, I'd encourage people to speak as briefly as you can. I won't insist on less than a minute unless it looks like it's getting out of hand. Joe?
Well, I have a motion that I'd like to introduce for the body to consider before we proceed to discussion.
Well,
so
it's relevant to this discussion. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
So, acknowledging that the fairest interpretation of Pacifica bylaws as amended 2003 Article 5, Section 1B, which states, any delegate who is currently serving as a delegate that has served at least 1 year as a delegate is eligible for election to the office of director by the delegates for his or her radio station, subject to Section 3 of this article of the bylaws, can only be 1 year as 1 year equals 365 days or 12 calendar months, and noting also that at least one other delegate assembly, KPFT, has interpreted the mandatory 1 year requirement for election to the Pacifica National Boards to mean 365 days or 12 months, and declaring therefore that a continuing breach of Pacifica's bylaws was created in qualifying Campbell Johnson for election as PNB director from WPFW. This PNB, one, disqualifies with immediate effect Campbell Johnson as PNB director. Two, instructs WPFW local station board to retally the votes from their election for PNB director. And three, instructs WPFW to inform the national board of the change in candidate elected in place of Campbell Johnson.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Grace and then Luzette.
I'd like to ask the body's permission.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the body's permission to allow Chris Condon, one of our at least three KPFK board members who are not allowed to run for the national board because they did not serve a full year. Chris is one of them. He happens to be here now. Can we give him 1 minute to explain his situation and why he did not even try to run for the national board? Is that okay?
What does that have to do with it?
I just like to do this very quickly. by a show of hands, how many people are willing to have this, I'm sorry, Chris speak? Please put your hand up if you are willing to have Chris speak. Donna, would you count?
I'm sorry. It was your hand up?
Sorry, yes.
10.
How many would not wish him to speak?
You have 20 minutes.
Okay, Chris, you have 1 minute.
I won't need that long. I was nominated for the PNB this year. I feel I would have been elected and I would be part of this body, but I had only served on the LSB for 3 months, taking the place of Don White, who unfortunately passed on. I read the bylaws. I hadn't met the criteria, so I recused myself. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the bylaws were very clear to me, and I think that, you know, if you don't recuse yourself, you're doing the wrong thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's that? Then Bonnie.
Chair, I don't know if this is a point of order or not, but I think those of us from the station that's a central part of this discussion should not be allowed to vote on the matter because a clear conflict of interest.
Yes. I'm going to rule that that Campbell Johnson is the only one who can't vote on this.
Okay.
That the others, they have an interest, they don't have a conflict of interest. Obviously, conflict. That's overrulable. If you don't like that, challenge my vote, and we'll just immediately go to we'll just vote on it. But that would be my ruling. Susan?
Yeah, I'm not challenging.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's only to challenge. There is no challenge to that. So Campbell, then it's agreed then that Campbell Johnson won't vote on this. He will recuse himself for the vote. And I had Bonnie was next, and then Dan, and then Susan.
Yeah, I actually fall on the side. My opinion is that you have to look at what the wording of it is in a reasonable fashion. And I pulled a couple of examples, and I only had at my available to look at some of the KPFA dates. But I would like to point out that in 2004, all of the board was seated February 18th. Then the next PNB election was January. Hold on. January 9th, 2005. Therefore, two of the people who were elected to be PNB reps in 2005 had not served more than 11 months. I believe that that is exactly the same issue. I believe that that's what you're claiming. If you are saying that it has to be 365 days, if you really want to get picky, only one of the years going by KPFA dates was 365 days. So I believe that you have to look at it as a term. All of the PFW people that were seated, not through their choice, but through things that happened over the election, you have to look at it as them having put in their time. I also think there's a problem if you look at it at 365 days for when people's terms end. We have already gone around and around about people who are elected later the first year, whether their terms could extend beyond the 6 terms that are in the bylaws. You're going to have everybody's terms officially ending at different times if you go by this formula that you've come up with of 365 days. Therefore, that is the side that I fall on.
Yes, point of information.
I'm the only one who doesn't know, but exactly when did Campbell Johnson take his seat? How many months did he serve?
Anyone speak to that? Jim?
Yes, we actually seated our members in April of 2008.
And Jim was seated in April of 2008. Okay. Dan, you're on.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would urge you to rule Joe's motion out of order. I think it would create a violation of the Pacifica bylaws and reasonable interpretation of them. And let me explain. In interpreting the bylaws, I think there are three points that you need to keep in mind. First of all, there should be a prejudice in favor of recognizing the will of the electorate, right? I mean, this is a principle that those of us who have done...
Jamie, that's out of order.
This is a principle of election law that those of us who have done work under the Voting Rights Act fight for every day, that people should not be disqualified based on technical rules of eligibility and so on. And we have an institution where members, LSB members, and board members make electoral decisions. And unless the decision itself is flawed, the inclination should be to uphold it. Secondly, and I think one of the delegates said this earlier, you have to apply a rule of reason. And thirdly, and I think Bonnie spoke to this, you need to be consistent in the way in which you interpret the word year. Disqualifying the delegate from WPFW on the basis of an interpretation of the word year would require, I believe, you to interpret the word year in the same way in every other respect. So if you look at Article 4, Section 8 of the bylaws, it says that a term of office of a delegate shall be 3 years. Now, if we are to say that that year begins on the date in which the person actually takes office, then all of the WPFW delegates, if they haven't served a year during the year in which they were first seated, will have to serve 3 years from the date that Jim said in April 2008 through April of 2011.
Dan, you have 30 seconds left.
Will we limit it?
Should be 2 minutes.
I'm sorry.
That's the 30-second warning.
I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to tell me.
When did we do that?
Sorry.
Dan, continue, but please,
okay.
Please cut.
We likewise, have 2 minutes for all of this. Article 5, Section 3, it says the term of director, that means the people here, shall be 1 year. So, again, if we're going to adopt the 365-day rule, then all of your terms as directors will end 365 days from today. Whether the board, perhaps the board will decide next year to meet February 4th or January 4th. No, under the proposal that Joe's making, the next board meeting will have to be exactly 365 days from today. Likewise, there are term limits in the bylaws for terms of board members as well as LSB members. We have always, I believe, said that a year is the year in which you are elected, and it ends on December 31st, whether you took office on January 1st or not. I think that Chris's situation is different because he obviously wasn't serving a three-year term. He came on to fill the last 3 months of Don White, who unfortunately passed away. But that's not really the situation we're talking about. We're talking about someone who has completed the first of his 3 years as an LSB, as a delegate.
Mr. Chair, why is this member speaking so?
I'm sorry. We do have a limited amount of time, and I think you've pretty much made the point.
I have.
Yeah, were those legal opinions? Or
please, please, opinion? Please. That's out of order. Susan, you're next.
Yes. I'm not familiar with the facts of this case, of this instance, so I'd like to understand, was there not a full term because there was a challenge on the election? Is that why?
They didn't make quorum.
They didn't make quorum, and so there was a period of essentially vacancy because they didn't make quorum? And otherwise, would it have been a year? That's,
yes.
Everything wrong happened.
I appreciate that. Let me just say that I think that this is a very thorny issue, and I understand I've looked at the whole question of what people's terms are. And maybe when they fill vacancies and one thing and another. At the same time, at KPFT, we have very clearly told people that they were not eligible to run if they had less than a year's prior service. So I know that we have constrained our nominees because of that.
Let's see. AC, you're next.
Could I yield to the chair, Brown? He was the chair during the time, and I imagine he
Sure. Jim, you're on the stack anyway, so you go ahead.
Sure. Just to clarify a lot of what happened, that particular year, as we all can recall, our elections processes from the national level was a shamble. The ballots got sent out with the wrong date on it, so some of the people in our listening area thought that they couldn't respond in a reasonable time because they had the wrong dates. A lot of things happened that caused the seating of our board to be late. We didn't meet quorum. We then got a ruling, and we asked for permission to seat members because we had members on our board who were leaving, who had not filled out ballots or filled out applications to serve another term. We would have been short by about 4 or 5 members if we had not went ahead with the election. So we went ahead with the election. The people who had filled out the ballots and they had got their certified information in prior to the deadline, the only thing that went awry was the fact that we did not meet quorum. We did not have 10% of our audience to vote. Sure. So that we could have a full board, we then had the election, and those members who had, in fact, satisfied the criteria for being elected to the board were elected to the board. That's the way it was. And that did not happen early because we didn't meet quorum. It happened, and it didn't happen until April of 2008.
Sean?
Yeah, there's been some talk here about reason and reasonable fashion. Well, the last time I looked, the most reasonable way to interpret a year is 365 days. I remind you, too, that a pattern or tradition of ignoring the rules doesn't validate ignoring them in the future. If that were the case, then we wouldn't have civil rights laws altogether. So we're either going to be a body that goes by our bylaws and the common sense meanings of words, and remember the first law of laws, folks, common words have common meanings, and that comes right out of common law. So please, folks, let's just follow the rules and do the right thing and let the station sort it out by recounting those votes.
Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, I think there's a huge difference. In the case that Bonnie recounts, it was an official act and the entire board was affected. I don't think that's relevant here. We're talking about an individual. I think Chris's point is well taken. And if, in fact, this ruling is allowed to stand and this member is allowed to continue, it's not a matter of a few days. April to December is not a few days at the end of the month or the end of the year. It's not like 2 or 3 weeks from December to January. We're talking about a substantial portion of the year here, for one thing. For another, that means that several elections could easily have to be rerun. Now, I don't know if KPFT is going to go back and redo their entire board elections, but we had people at BAI, at least one, who wanted to run and did not, because he was, quote, not eligible. So either we're going to consider the bylaws mere technicalities as someone has said, to be dismissed with, to be dismissed at will, or we're going to follow them. And I suggest we follow the bylaws, painful as that may be, and perhaps from now on we'll learn to do a better job of it.
Luzette.
Thank you, Chair. There's been some information that given here that needs some clarification. First of all, the meeting, the election was not, there was not a quorum, and our bylaws do provide for that. On that basis, there was no reason for us to delay. This is what happened at PFW. We found out there wasn't a quorum, and instead of following the bylaws, we decided that we would have our own rules where we were going to move a motion to ask valid elected members to leave the board to accommodate those people who were, who received votes in that election. And there was a big discussion about it. I believe our general counsel was part of validating that move. And what happened? A number, at least four members left because of that motion. So let's get the story right here. PFW has a history of making their own rules, and I'm happy at last this PNB is taking on its role to ensure that the bylaws are being followed, not just at PFW, anywhere for that matter. So the notion that there was no quorum, yes, there wasn't, but our bylaws provide for that. It means we carry on. What should have happened? We should have just had elections as if there was no election. That's what the bylaws say. But instead, we made our own thing. And I believe this is this time we should be, we should get it right, once and for all.
Got 2 minutes left,
Wendy,
on this item.
Wendy.
Okay. The way I heard at this meeting where they had, well, okay, let me just start from the beginning. Part of the problem that I've seen with WPFW and board elections, delegate elections, is that the station is not, does not seem to me to be promoting the elections on air. And this is a big problem why they ended up with not having enough candidates, and they had to extend in the first place because they didn't even have enough candidates for all the seats that needed to be filled. I don't know that this is a problem with the board, but when so many different parts of it aren't clicking together, and the, and I don't think there's cooperation with publicizing the elections on the radio, and then you end up with no quorum in the election itself. I mean, at that point, the bylaws say you appoint people. We could have got, I don't know, you know, the gods of the world on the board at that point, I guess. But it just, you know, I don't know what to do if stations aren't going to cooperate with the elections themselves. I heard that this meeting where they elected the PNB members was not, the dates were changed. The purpose of the meeting, I mean, this is just hearsay to me, but the purpose of the meeting was at first to do something else, and then it was changed without everybody being notified, I think, and so, I don't know. I just really would hope that our reps here would lean on PFW a little bit to please follow Pacifica's bylaws, because it turns into such a big mess when we don't do that.
Grace, you're next.
At a number of stations, the natural...
One more minute.
The natural understanding of the bylaws that everyone accepted was that a person actually had to serve for a year. Not only Chris from our station, but there were at least two other people who had filled in spots for people who had were no longer on the board. We had a very good woman by the name of Rufina Juarez, who I would have urged myself strongly to run for the board to give us the representation that we need on this board from the greater Los Angeles area, which is 50% in L.A. County Latina or Latino. So this is and also the second point is the reason, the purpose of this part of the bylaws is so that we get people on the PNB who are really qualified and who understand the workings of their station, of being on the board, and of the foundation. It takes at least a year to get to that point. I really, really like Campbell Johnson. I have had many phone calls with him as the treasurer from WPFW. I think he's a fine person. He has been an asset on the Finance Committee. However, he joined the Finance Committee very late, and it would have been much better if he had started at the beginning of the year, because he had a lot of catch-up to do and he didn't understand a lot of what was going on. So even though I really, really like Campbell, I think that we need to hold to the bylaws.
Time's up.
We're out of time on this. We have three people on the stack, AC, Jim, and Campbell. I'm not going to complete the stack unless it's the will of the board that we do so.
Mr. Chairman,
but
point of order.
I'm
being maligned in here.
I understand
that.
No, we're going to
vote. We're
going to
vote.
Please let me finish. Mm-hmm. I'll entertain a motion to extend time for 5 minutes to give them a chance to speak. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any opposition to that? Hearing none, we extend time for 5 minutes. AC, it's your time.
Now, what I wanted to say is that I think the fault here lies with Casey Peters, who was directing the election. Campbell qualified at the appropriate qualified time, which was in December, I believe, of that year. Now, the fact that you held this up until April is not his fault at all. It is the fault of the person who's running the election. And not only that, if he's to be disqualified, so is everyone else. On the board to be disqualified. I think this is this effort to disqualify him at this stage is a part of and I regret to have to say this, a group who would like to keep him off in order to cut down numbers. It has nothing to do with the reality of the situation. So that's what I wanted to say, and that he qualified for that, and he stayed with the board, and he worked with the board from December until the time that it was officially announced.
Jim.
One other clarification. I don't know where Wendy got her information from, but the elections were broadcast. The notice of the election and voting and so forth were broadcast on WPFW. There is no record of that being many, many standing mishaps at WPFW in terms of elections. This particular election, and then the other part of the confusion is that I think Luzette was confusing our actual PNB election with, when I said we had no quorum, I said we had no quorum for the general. We didn't get 10% of our listening audience, so that we could complete our election. That's what I'm talking about. We did have a quorum for our other meetings, and the dates on the meetings was not arbitrarily changed. What happened was we sent out a notice in December saying that we were going to have an election at a certain date. We then got an email from National saying that we needed to have our elections done by a certain time so that delegates could be seated and that proper arrangements could be made to get them here for this meeting. I then sent out another notice asking people, and it was sent out, you know, in December 22nd, I think, sent the notice out saying, telling people that we were going to have our elections on January 7th so that we could get the people seated and that we could get people in here on time. That's what happened. It wasn't that there was nothing arbitrarily done about it. It was all done in accordance with the rules.
Campbell.
Thank you very much. First thing that was stated is that there's an interest in having qualified people and also people who have adequate experience. I attended meetings of the LSB starting in July 07. That's July 07. I secured minutes from the website. I met all the timelines pertaining to the election and went through the lugubrious process of questionnaires, et cetera, in great detail, to the point where the election supervisor indicated that she was quite impressed with that. Throughout the, from like July on, I attended meetings. I provided information to the chair that the chair felt was very helpful in regard to that. When I was seated as a member of the committee of the LSB, I was thereupon elected to treasurer. I did understand from the first meeting what was going on with the National Finance Committee. I have a master's degree in business administration and finance. I'm a former controller in a major mid-Atlantic bank. I'm a former executive vice president of a national development finance firm. I did understand that very well. I also have started four nonprofit organizations, two of which have become national professional associations. I provided, because some of the people on the National Finance Committee did not have a clear understanding about lending beyond the notion of consumer lending, I provided the National Finance Committee with a total primer on budget, on business plans, so that they would understand what a business plan is all about, which is what had been requested. I provided our board, our local LSB board, with a primer on the responsibilities of LSB, pointing out the fiduciary responsibilities that we have. So this is something that I felt was kind of important. I chaired our finance committee. We reviewed the WPFW budget. We reviewed proposals for the development, and I provided materials for that. I also have participated in more than 40 hours of budget reviews on teleconferencing. I'll shortly end. I participated on our program committee and made solid recommendations there with regard to programming. Our development committee, and I've provided two analysis documents with regard to several development projects that are being considered. And I thank you very much for this opportunity. I did not serve for 3 months on the LSB. I think provided a lot of volunteer time, both for the LSB and as an LSB member. Thank you.
We're out of time on the question. Our rules require that we go to a vote unless there's a motion to extend time. Hearing no motion, I was asked to rule this motion out of order. I'm not going to do that. I think that reasonable people can disagree on the interpretation of the bylaws, and I think it's really the PMB's responsibility ultimately to make that decision. So I'll call the question on the question's called by virtue of we ran out of time on Joe's amendment. Joe, would you read it again? Just the action part.
Which part?
The action part, the to-dos, as opposed to the whereases.
Okay. Declaring, therefore, that a continuing breach of Pacifica bylaws was created in qualifying Campbell Johnson for election as PNB director. This PNB, one, disqualifies with immediate effect Campbell Johnson as a PNB director. Two, instructs WPFW local station board to retally the votes from their election for PNB director. And three, instructs WPFW to inform the Pacifica National Board of the change in candidate elected in place of Campbell Johnson.
Okay. All those, well, does anyone want a roll call vote?
Mr. Chair, point
yes,
of order.
I oppose.
I'm sorry? Does anyone want a roll call vote?
I have a point of order.
Oh, go ahead.
I just actually, in hearing Joe read it, realize that there is part of this motion that says that it instructs PFW's local station board to retally the votes. In fact, I believe the bylaws say that vacancies get filled by a local election, not a retally. The WPFW, I can explain, but as my point of order, we're being asked to vote on a motion
which you that believe is out of order. Which you believe contradicts the bylaws.
Yes.
Okay. Then you vote against it. And if that carries weight, that's what you do. I can't rule it out of order on that basis. It is not actually my understanding of the bylaws, but in any case, again, I think it's up to the body to interpret the bylaws in this case. So, does anyone want a roll call vote?
I do.
Okay. So, will the secretary call the roll? yes is in support of Joe's motion, no is opposed.
Chair,
yes.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Could you please read that section of the bylaws as to how you can get this delegate?
I don't know what section you're talking about.
You said you just said me.
What's that?
Chair, you just said you.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, you can read. You can read the section of the bylaws.
I think I have it. Wait a minute.
Could you tell us where it is, too?
Well, I'm just checking to see which of these is it. Hold on. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, in the meantime, can I ask a question? Yeah.
While she's looking, you can. Yes.
I thought the issue at hand here is not to remove a delegate. It's to declare whether someone is eligible to be a national board member.
It's to move a director. Is it written the other way?
Not a delegate. Yes.
Now I'm getting on.
To remove a delegate, when a delegate seat becomes vacant, then you go to the listeners. Here we're talking about.
You are correct. My understanding is the only thing we're talking about here is removing Campbell Johnson as a director on the PNB, certainly not as a delegate. There's no question about that.
Oh, please,
not. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Whether you remove somebody, it depends on whether they've actually already joined.
Right. Thank
basically,
you.
We're on the issue of seating people and finalizing the elections that have taken place at all the delegates' assemblies. I think one way to interpret.
I'm sorry, that's it. That's the point of order.
You don't
get to discuss on a point of order. With regard to Nia's question, my understanding and response to Grace is that when someone is elected who is not eligible, and that's what we're deciding at this point, whether he was eligible to be elected to a director, that the vote, in its single transferable voting, as it is in this case, he is removed from the pool, and we go back to doing single transferable voting for the remainder. And my understanding is, when this came up at KPFK with someone who was a write-in candidate, that is exactly what was done.
Exactly.
So that was my understanding there.
But
I think that's what it says. Isn't that what it says?
Yeah. Wait. Redistribute the votes.
It says retally.
It says retally.
Retally.
I understand that to mean that.
I haven't found the quote for you. But just in discussing that, it doesn't make sense because if the WPFW LSB might have nominated different people and voted differently if Campbell were not eligible
that is true, but the purpose of single transferable voting is to deal with issues like that, and that was in fact the practice at KPFK. So I'm ruling the motion in order, and I'm overruling your objection, Bonnie, and we're ready to take a vote.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, what?
The question is...
No, do you have a point of order or a point of information?
Point of information.
Yes.
The question that I'm raising is the person qualified on time to be on the LSB, the delay in the vote, the delay in the recognition of the LSB to April was
AC,
the
that's not a point of information.
Well, it is a point of information.
You're providing information.
I think you're abusing the chair, sir.
A point of information is when you ask for something from the chair. I think everyone understands what you're saying.
I'm asking for something. I'm asking the chair to rule this out of order precisely because the person qualified in at the appropriate time according to the bylaws. The fact that the election was delayed was due to the fact that you didn't have 10%. So that was
AC, you're out of order. You're rehashing the whole thing. I'm not ruling this thing out of order. I'm not ruling the motion out of order. That's that. You can appeal the ruling of the chair if you want, but it's just as well to just take a vote on the motion.
Mr. Chair, may I just add a point of information?
Yes.
And that is that at the time that LSB took the vote, we were informed that he was eligible to be considered, that all the members that would be there could be considered. So we took
please let me handle the meeting. Again, Jim, that is providing information. It's not the same thing as a point of information. a point of information is given privilege precisely because it indicates that the person who's asking needs to know something, not that they want to speak so that you can inform other people. So is that clear? That's what a point of information is. That's why it's given priority. So we're ready to take the vote. Would you call the roll, please?
I'd like to hear the motion read again.
All right. Joe? Just again, just the action part.
Declaring, therefore, that a continuing breach of Pacifica's bylaws was created in qualifying Campbell Johnson for election as PNB director. This PNB, one, disqualifies with immediate effect Campbell Johnson as a PNB director. Two, instructs WPFW local station board to retally the votes from their election for PNB director. And three, instructs WPFW to inform the Pacifica National Board of the change in candidate elected in place of Campbell Johnson.
Just a point of order, George. I don't understand. Why are you telling him not to read the whole thing? I'm not voting on anything that I haven't heard everything.
Just to save time? So
no,
we might
we're not
get
saving
training.
Time. I want to hear what the we're entitled
the
to do that.
Like
hearing
to hear
the whole
of it,
motion
read.
Read. I don't know what he's leaving
this is
out.
Going to court, man. This is going to court.
Please read the first part.
Fair enough. This is going to court. Acknowledging that the fairest interpretation of Pacifica bylaws as amended 2003 Article 5, Section 1B, which states, any delegate who is currently serving as a delegate and has served at least 1 year as a delegate is eligible for election to the office of director by the delegates for his or her radio station area, subject to Section 3 of this article of the bylaws, can only be 1 year, which equals 365 days or 12 calendar months. And noting also that at least one other delegate assembly, KPFT, has interpreted the mandatory one-year requirement for election to the Pacifica National Board to mean 365 days or 12 months, and declaring, therefore, that a continuing breach of Pacifica bylaws was created in qualifying Campbell Johnson for election as PNB director. This PNB, one, disqualifies with immediate effect Campbell Johnson as a PNB director. Two, instructs WPFW local station board to retally the votes from the election for PNB director. And three, instructs WPFW to inform the Pacifica National Board of the change in candidate elected in place of Campbell Johnson.
Okay. Donna, please call the roll.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Mia
Vincenzo? No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Sandra Rollin is not here?
No.
Susan Young?
Pass.
Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Sean Casey?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
George Reiter?
I don't vote.
I'm
sure.
Sorry. Jim Brown?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Nope.
Leslie Radford? Okay. Lizette King?
Yes.
Joe Anzala?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
It's not Susan Young?
Carolyn Burden.
Sorry, Carolyn. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kathy, I did call Kathy.
Thank you.
10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
Donna, I count 11.
You do? Oh, you're right, sorry.
It's all right. The motion passes. Campbell, we request that you recuse yourself from the board. And thank you for your service in other ways, and appreciate it.
Thank
you. Okay. The next
one,
item.
One question. Can you spell out what your charge is to the LSB now to do?
I think, as I understand it, Joe, can I correct me if I'm wrong, but
my name is Jim.
I was talking
Joe.
To Joe.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I got your name, Jim. My understanding is that you're to go back and get the votes. If they're here, that would be great. And to recount them according to STV voting, that is to take Campbell's votes out of the pool and see who wins. See who is the elected director.
In other words, he cannot be even nominated, is what you're saying.
Yeah, what was decided was he was not.
I just want to make
yeah,
clear.
That's correct.
Point of information.
That's all.
That's correct.
That's all.
That's right.
Are they to be taken out of the pool or redistributed within the pool?
That's right. It depends on when the vote is taken.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
Because I know at KPFK. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I would take advice about that. I mean, you could take. So, in other words, the question is, what happens to these second place votes?
They should be counted.
They should be counted with the second person, with his votes going to their second person. That's the whole idea.
The thinking being, okay, he didn't make it, not because he didn't have enough votes in this case, but because he wasn't actually eligible.
Yep.
My second choice would be whoever, right. And so
exactly.
His second choice votes should be counted.
So, question.
No, I'm sorry. The votes for that had him first. The second place vote of that should be, in other words, instead of voting for Campbell first, it should be whoever they had second. Should be
right.
First.
Whoever the second choice was.
Right.
Yeah, George, I could perhaps explain it in a simpler.
I'm sure you could.
retally the votes as if Campbell was not a candidate. So if somebody ranks Campbell number one and somebody else number two, then that vote, that full vote, immediately transfers to whoever name is at number two.
Okay,
that would be the fairest way to.
My question is, how can it transfer if he's not eligible? If his vote, if he's not eligible, then how can his vote transfer anywhere?
Well,
we'd have to eliminate.
There's two questions, separate questions. One is Campbell's vote for whoever he voted for, and I presume he voted for himself. But in any case, Campbell's vote is eligible as a vote because he's an LSB member in good standing, and so he's entitled to a vote. However, he can't vote for himself because we've just decided he couldn't be nominated. So his second place choice becomes his first place choice. And the same for everybody else who voted for Campbell at any position. Their next lowest position becomes that position. Is that
I have a question.
That's right.
And that is how it was counted at KPFK. Is that correct?
I have a question, George.
Yes.
I mean, with all the arguments I heard there wasn't proper notice and everything. Why not have a brand new election then?
Chair.
If there were all those flaws, it would seem to me. You can't. How do you have it both ways? I don't understand.
That would have been an appropriate amendment to Joe's motion, but you didn't make it, and we voted on this. So the action of the board is to do what we just said. And that's what we said.
It wasn't properly thought out.
We're no longer on this motion, and this body should
it's important. This is important.
I'm willing to clarify. I'll take.
Exactly. I want to clarify. It's not a big a deal as we're trying to make it. The Fair Vote Organization, the people who conducted the votes, they're very competent. I've spoken with them and put a hypothetical to them, and they're very happy and they're able to take that person's name out as an eligible person and count them in as a voter. No, no big deal. What I'm more concerned about is, do we know where the votes are at this point? And at what stage would they get to the fair vote organization? That's more at issue here.
Okay, I can tell you exactly.
Yes, would you respond to that?
Yes, I will. When the fair vote folks ended the election, they sealed the envelope and they left it with me. It's still there. Okay. Now.
So I guess then the